magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, November 6th, 2017. Exciting times continue. For those of you that were tuned in for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard some of that prayer of Jabez explained on how God, I have said, has kind of imposed his will on this radio ministry and is advancing our borders, extending our territory, working in unique ways that none of us could imagine. But isn't it like God to bring that about? So yeah, that joining me on this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, is Marianne Offenstein and also a dear friend, Kathleen Jennings, an author, an artist, a frequent traveler to Israel.
Most importantly, a very nice person.
A very nice person.
Thank you.
Married
thank
to John
you.
Jennings and, just a dear, dear friend. I don't know, we've been in Bible studies together in small group. We were in a small group together for about 15 years or so some time ago.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Continue to have a great relationship. In fact, I think you're one of the only few, but I might as well announce it so a few others know, but we're setting dates for an Israel trip October 3rd through the 13th of 2018. You heard it first here. In fact, I haven't worked out all the details, but we have Eitan Ritov, a phenomenal Israeli guide. We'll be leaving on a Wednesday, returning on a Saturday night, and that's October 3rd through the 13th, so a year from now. More details coming together, but Jason has a theme, which I was
already
shocked. Oh, yeah. When I mentioned it, he just prayed about it. A few days later, he says, I think I got a theme that'll fit well. And because I was asking him, would those dates work for him? Because Eitan was available, and it looks like we could get everything pulled together, giving everyone about a year to get ready for it. So anyway, so Kathleen's been to Israel with me, 15 times? I think you've been there 15 or 16 times, 13 or 14 or 15 with me.
Yeah, probably that much. I think I've been a total of 19, 20.
And you live to tell about it.
Oh, yes. And even after your first time, you'll come back. You'll know a little bit of Hebrew.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
Yeah. Well, we have Kathleen in here because she is a content contributor. She's written a story, and we'll have an ongoing series of articles in the coming days. In fact, I know you're working on the December edition. But if you weren't tuned in last week, you may not have heard the fact that Great News Radio has acquired the Prime Life Times. Thank you, Bill and Phyllis Gingold, for gifting this radio ministry with this great, passionate work that Bill began 27 years ago.
Yeah.
He wanted to help seniors and continue to be active in their later years and be engaged and informed and updated and has a real heart for the seniors. In fact, Bill has some interesting studies. He was like working with children and seniors and did a lot of research, but he dreamed up this Prime Life Times 27 years ago, and it's
good
been
vision.
Published. Yes. It's been published under a couple names, but I think the last 6 or 7 or 8 years, it's been called the Prime Life Times. Well, they gifted it to the radio ministry, and we talked about it a little bit on Monday and then Friday's edition of Mark and Friends last week. And so today we're going to open up this paper, and Kathleen's going to read her story recently submitted, and it's in our November edition. And then we're going to highlight some other things. But let me share. This is what I sent out to the board.
Oh.
Let's see. I sent this out at the end of last week, and I basically said, greetings, board, as the exciting times continue. If you've not seen it in the 100 area locations, it is attached, as 17,300 copies were delivered to us on Monday. All good, and December issue is coming along nicely with new added content, and we'll be including 4 additional pages. That's because Marianne and I and Bob and a few others said, let's increase another 4 pages and get this paper already growing. So that was to alert them of that, and then I said, hear all about it on today, Friday's edition of Mark and Friends. So I sent this out last Friday to the board. Well, the first 2 responses from a few of the board members, I received this Friday morning, so after it aired.
Yeah.
This came from, I'll just say one of the board members. I don't have official permission to share specifically. I don't think they would mind, but heard the broadcast. Excellent job. tell Marianne she is awesome.
Oh.
So, Marianne, you're awesome.
You didn't warn me, Steve. Yeah. You're going to say that.
So is Jason.
Oh,
they
yes.
both co-hosted Friday's announcement with me. The digital copy you attached looks great, so I sent them a link so they could see the paper. I am going to find a hard copy today. God has set his primetime life plan in motion.
Oh.
It will be exciting to see and hear how he uses this and us all in the process. So that came from one of the board members that heard the broadcast. And I didn't announce to the board that it would be announced all on Friday, but I'm glad many of them are regular listeners.
Yeah.
And then this came from another board member. He goes, good show! Exclamation point. With the newspaper business collapsing, especially print versions, Prime Life Times may soon become the premier publication in Central Illinois.
Hey.
That he shares. I would like to see it renamed Prime Life Live. PTL, like praise the Lord. Yeah, so anyways, we appreciate that feedback. And
nice.
We are very excited. If you missed last Monday or Friday's edition of Mark and Friends, I laid a lot of the groundwork on how God, I believe, supernaturally worked to bring this all together and to drop this into our lap and it to be a donation. It's been a profitable paper these many years.
Incredible.
And we see unique ways of extending this radio ministry through the print media and then the collaboration of how with the newspaper we can promote radio things, with the radio broadcast we can promote the paper and help a lot of different people and extend our vision to many more. As this is read, they estimate by 26,000 people a month, and it's in many area locations. And I've said this a number of times, like the Walmart on North Prospect going through 700 papers a month. I don't even know how many of those are actually current listeners, but I hope all of them will become listeners.
I hope so.
And then as the word grows and more people get involved and other advertisers climb on board and other content contributors add their stories, this will become
something. Send in those stories.
Yeah, that people get to know. So, Marianne, we're going to go through the pages, but I'm going to quickly turn the page for just so our listeners can be alerted to the fact that I act as the publisher. You're the editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
So all the stories, the final proofing, the many decisions of the articles with help from a number of others and layout and such, you kind of have the final say. Our graphic designer, Kelly Roos, has done a phenomenal job, I think, the past 5 years laying out and putting this together.
She's very good.
We retain her and are very appreciative of how cooperative and talented and gifted she is. Our VP of Operations, Bob Dickey. Now, he's still waiting for me to give him an official job description.
Oh,
but
that's dangerous.
It's like,
dangerous.
Bob, you're in charge of just about everything.
That's right. That's yours, too, Bob. That's
That too, Bob.
That's
Think
Bob.
That up.
Oh, he's not here.
Bob,
never
come
mind.
Together.
Operations covers a lot.
Yeah, it does. In fact, he keeps saying, Mark, could you define it a little more? Well, you oversee sales. You got to do this, work on these things, help out with this. But Bob,
he'll be giving you a call after this.
Yeah. Bob, you tune in today. I got some more assignments for you. Then we have a director of sales and marketing, Jason Gingold, who many of the ads in the current edition is because of his fine efforts.
Yeah.
Great guy. In fact, he wanted to know when Lex's trip to Israel is.
Oh, wow.
And he's never been to Israel.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's interested. I hope he's going to join us. Account representative Holly Burns has some role helping out and assisting. Mm-hmm. Our distribution manager, Herb, the radio servant, Ketchum, who will help with the team of four different people that go out to various locations, 100
plus locations.
He's a good
choice. He's so even keeled about things like that.
And he's conscientious and caring.
Yes, he is.
And
he is that.
He's going to build relationships with many of the managers or the owners of these shops to make sure we appreciate that they allow our stand to be there or the papers to be set on the counter, because it really takes a whole team effort. And then I'm hoping, Marianne and Kathleen, in the coming days that we'll have a number of spotters. And those will be people that will say, hey, I was at the Mettler Center recently, as you were, and you said you didn't see any papers there. And we're like, we got to get our papers there. Or somebody will say, hey, I was at the Clark Lindsay or whatever location where the paper has a rack, where the papers are displayed, whether it's in a rack or on a countertop, and they say there's none here, and then we get some more out there.
Do we want people who think of good places like you did, Kathleen, to kind of let us know? What about
The Mettler Center, actually, we were delivering. They were on our list.
Oh.
But Jason said, well, I stopped delivering them there. And I'm like,
oh,
well,
no,
it's
no.
on the list, and Kathleen says, hey, there's a number of people that would probably be interested in the paper here. So, yes, we now have that up and running on our website where we have a listing, but we want to continue to expand and see where God would have us. Now, it needs to be a place that has enough traffic so it's worthwhile for our distributor to make the effort to get there and drop off 50 copies or whatever. So, you know, if it's somebody that says, well, I know somebody, there's three of us that we meet for coffee here. Well, we'll try to accommodate.
Yeah. Grab them somewhere.
But we'll be in a number of well-recognized, accessible locations from Walmarts to Casey's to other grocery stores. And if you're in a location where you're not getting the Prime Lifetimes, we'll maybe work something out. But we'll want spotters to alert us. We don't want these displays to go empty because then people throw them out or the business and we'll say, if it's empty, we're going to get rid of it. So we can talk about that in the days ahead. You call us if you want to be one of our spotters. And then accounting, Fran Green has to look over all the nuts and bolts and how it all works. But thank you, God, that because of the advertisers, the Prime Lifetimes is kind of self-contained. So no ministry dollars are going into the production of this or the distribution.
Right.
It's its own entity, and we thank God for that. And then a website, thank you, God, for Jacob Barrett, who's been working on that behind the scenes, putting in a number of hours.
It says Pumpkin Joe.
Thank you, Kathleen. That's, that people looking at paper are going to see Pumpkin Joe.
Yeah, if you see Pumpkin Joe and you think, why? Well, at the time when we were putting this all together, Pumpkin Joe was up in our front windows because of Curtis Orchard being a featured business.
We brought him back here and put him in your chair.
Yeah, then we put
Larry
him in
Bunting
the chair.
And
I said, oh, Pumpkin Joe, we'll just name our website master that name until we get an official person. So probably in the December issue, we'll have Jacob's name in there. And then Karen Harrison, our office manager. So all that's on page number 4. But to allow time for Kathleen to read and Marianne to cover a little of the vision, if you look at the front cover, it's the Prime Lifetimes, informative, engaging, positive for the 50-plus lifestyle. But I will say there was a study done by Eastern Illinois, and I think they took a number of students and they stationed them at the many stands where the Prime Lifetimes were available.
Really?
And Bill Gingold oversaw this,
and
they were shocked with their findings because they found that almost as many as 40% of the readers, of the people that picked up the paper, were in their 30s and 40s. And that kind of threw everyone because they thought, for the active lifestyle, those 50 and older.
Well, we like to read about a lot of things.
Yeah, but that's us. But they were stunned that so many younger people were picking up these papers, and so it had to do with many of them wanted to know what their parents read, or because they have a role as a caretaker or are in the midst of becoming that caretaker, and so they wanted to know more about some of the things that are featured for 50 and older. And that was kind of shocking news.
Well, I think also that people in their 30s and 40s, if you see a paper with an interesting article, no matter who it's for, you're just going to grab it, read it.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things we'll feature on the front page, something that's captivating or grabs your attention. And so, Marianne, take us through the first few pages, and then we're going to jump to page 8.
Well, I will say, first of all, that it is startling to have this in our hands because I remember the very... Oh, good gracious.
Oh, wow. Having
people
paper
like,
right
happening?
In front of me. Okay.
It's a thunderstorm. We're doing a wonderful life, aren't we?
Yes.
We're doing sound effects. Radio
That's
drama.
Coming next month. Full page.
I know. Well, what I was going to say is I remember those first few days after you talked to Bill and got the news that we might have this. We looked around here. We were like, state of shock. Here we are.
And here we are, front page.
I know it.
Honor and comfort a veteran.
That is an article by Laura Felger, who works for Health Alliance, and it's just a great article. I love it. Her mother is a quilter, and she quilts things for the Quilts of Valor Foundation, and it's a very good article. It's very caring, and it really makes you think. Gives some resources to help veterans and so forth.
And then you pulled together this Brown County, which I think for our Indiana listeners, it features that, but so many people from Illinois travel over, and it was an interesting article that you thought, hey, this would be a good one to add. So this was all your efforts, and it's right on the front page. So it has this red covered bridge, and it looks very similar to what's over in Mahomet,
right?
And so
right.
near the Lake of the Woods area.
Sure.
And so anyways, no, this is Brown County. So our Indiana listeners, as we make inroads and hopefully get into Covington and different parts of Indiana with this paper, hopefully at the Beef House and some other locations. Yeah. We're working that through now. But
Mr. Myers from the Myers Dinner Theater, when they were here taking down their window display, he took some with
him. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they have them available there. So if you stop by the Myers Dinner Theater.
Yeah, over in Indiana.
Yeah, I can't remember what town that is.
Oh.
It's not coming to me.
Okay,
but anyway,
we'll get that information.
Okay, we're going to have to jump right to page number 8.
Okay.
In the 16-page edition, it's the Prime Life Times. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com. And in fact, you can subscribe, and we'll mail this. I think it's around a $20 charge because of the postage and handling, but we'll mail it to your door if it's not convenient for you to go out and pick it up. And I know we already have one person signed up, and we might be mailing these to Florida and to Arizona and other areas. Yep.
So, I did not know that.
Yes. We're looking at page number 8, and I see lifestyles, and then I see a title, From Generation to Generation.
I love that title.
Character Really Matters, a series by Kathleen Jennings. I know her.
She's right here.
Kathleen, tell us about this story, and then read it for us, please.
Well, some time ago I was putting a display together that focused on World War II and the people on the home front as well as the people in the military. And I was looking for very specific things, but I wanted to find as many original things as I could from that time period. And I was really kind of ready to bang my head against the wall because I wasn't finding a specific piece of sheet music that I wanted. Now, I realize I should have just been maybe satisfied to go with what I found easily, but I had a reason I wanted to find this piece of sheet music because of the stories behind it. And I mentioned, I'd like to find this sheet music, God Bless America. Well, the church secretary at that time, Sherry Kumler, said, why don't you call Margaret Hayes? Mm. She might know. Well, I didn't know Margaret Hayes. I knew who she was, but I didn't really know her. So, as I say in the story, I took her advice, and then the story goes on.
Read to us, Kathleen.
Okay.
I love it.
God Bless America. While gathering original memorabilia for a World War II display, I was not finding sheet music from that era. I had the unspoken hope of finding a first edition copy of God Bless America. At the suggestion of our church secretary, I contacted an older member of the congregation. Well, the woman chuckled, I have only one piece of music that old, Irving Berlin's God Bless America. Mm-hmm. Thus began my friendship with the delightful Margaret Hayes. When Berlin's stirring words were introduced to America by singer Kate Smith, Adolf Hitler's Nazis were attacking Jews throughout the German Reich, which was Kristallnacht. Closer to home, Franklin Roosevelt was battling an unemployment level of 19%, and Margaret Hayes was a student at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. It was November 1938. Margaret, born and raised in Decatur, Illinois, remembers walking brick sidewalks and dirt streets piled high with snowdrifts in the wintertime. As the depression of the 1930s deepened, her stepfather's employer, A.E. Staley, provided land and seed to its employees for vegetable gardens. Living on the edge of town, they were able to buy baby chicks and raise them to sell for 25 cents a pound. Margaret shelled peas and snapped green beans. Much braver than I, she learned to scald tomatoes so the skin came off easily before canning them. She smiled as she told me she had also learned to rely on God and His provision for her. Margaret told me it was continuing her habit of daily devotions throughout the years and abiding faith in Jesus that sustained her and made it possible to unflinchingly face each new day. Enrollment in Moody Bible Institute after graduation from Stephen Decatur High School in 1937 was made possible by life insurance monies left to her mother after her stepfather's death. Margaret continued her studies in piano and organ, developing a skill and love for music that would continue the rest of her life. Margaret graduated from Moody in 1940 and married Donald Hayes, a young man she met at church in 1941. After working at a munitions factory in Iliopolis, Donald was inducted into the Army late in the war and sent to Michigan to play trumpet in an Army band. Margaret and Donald raised three children, Dick, Peggy, and Julie. With a sparkle in her eyes, Margaret told me about her visit home to Decatur when she heard firsthand the song that would become so meaningful, not only to her, but to millions of Americans, as Kate Smith and the WLS Barn Dance cast performed in concert at Fairview Park in Decatur. Miss Smith sang her signature piece, "When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain," but it was "God Bless America" that galvanized the crowd and ensured a standing ovation. As a child, Irving Berlin had escaped Jewish persecution in Russia and immigrated to the United States. This genuine expression of love for his adopted country continues to move the hearts of Americans almost 80 years later.
That was Kathleen Jennings, a content contributor to our new paper, The Prime Life Times. And
thank you, Kathleen.
And underneath this wonderful story is a picture of Kathleen with a hat on, very fashionable. Kathleen Jennings, currently living in Mahomet, Illinois, is a watercolor artist and loves history and researching personal stories of World War II. She can be reached at Kathleen at watchmenonthewall.com.
Great article, Kathleen.
Great
Thank you. It was a privilege to be able to speak with a lot of the people. A real privilege.
Amen. Well, that's in this November's edition of the Prime Life Times, available in many locations throughout the area. And you can find out more at the website primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Well, many more stories to tell in the days ahead about this new edition,
yeah,
this new work of God.
You
and
bet.
We're excited to keep praying it up and see how God will use it to His glory. Well, thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Marianne, for joining me on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow and Wednesday, you'll have Pastor Jason Schiffo in, continuing his series on the Reformation. Wow, we're out of time, but I'm going to close out with a portion of God Bless America. Mm-hmm. So thanks for listening. Thank you, Kathleen Jennings, for contributing to our new paper,
you,
The Prime Life Times. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us pledge allegiance to the land that's free. from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans.